Both Michael Hyndman and Chopper Ellingsworth pleaded not guilty last week to conspiracy to distribute heroin and methamphetamine through the U.S. Postal Service. Their cases come after Unalaska police responded to 4 overdoses in a 2-week period last month, including 1 fatal overdose that killed 26-year-old fisherman Per Nyhammer of Washington State. In trying to identify the source of the drugs, Interim Police Chief John Luckin says he requested help from the U.S. Postal Inspector and Coast Guard Investigative Services.
It is a significant response. It involves, you know, the death of a young man, so we treat it with an absolute priority.
According to the charges, investigators interviewed a person who bought heroin around the time of the overdoses. That led them to search the Unalaska home of a suspected dealer, where the charges say they found heroin, meth, psilocybin mushrooms, and miscellaneous pills, as well as shipping labels and $3,500 cash in suspected drug profits. After agreeing to cooperate, the dealer admitted to selling drugs and told investigators that the shipments came from Hyndman and Ellingsworth in Gresham, Oregon. Both men are in custody with a trial scheduled for January. Right now, their distribution charges are not directly tied to the overdoses, but Luckin says the investigation is still ongoing and more charges will likely be filed. Ellingsworth already faces a second charge for being a felon in possession of a firearm. Court documents show he has a prior drug conviction in Washington, while Hyndman has one from selling heroin in Unalaska in 2013. Hyndman and Ellingsworth's attorneys did not return requests for comments. Meanwhile, police say they are not aware of any overdoses on the island since the fatality on October 16th. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.